The law center sued Perrine to force him to turn over texts after discovering messages about his decision to stay on the board. Perrine's term expired last year, but he has refused calls to step down and make way for Governor Tony Evers' appointee Sandy Nass. MEA attorney Adam Voskill says the records requested included texts, but the firm received only emails.
Though we were told that no records existed, dozens of responsive communications were withheld.
Perrine's attorney argued he searched for records on his phone but didn't find them. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled it's legal for Perrine to stay in his seat. An MEA spokesperson declined to comment on whether a ruling against him would be sufficient cause for removal. A Dane County judge plans to issue a decision soon. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.